Now, for our sixth Christmas critter, we're going to be venturing out to the tropical coral reefs for one of my personal favourite species, which is the mantis shrimp. Now, these are like the kung fu masters of the ocean world, and they're found all around the world, both in tropical and subtropical seas. They range from only just a few centimeters, so a couple of inches long, up to around 30 centimeters, which is about 12 inches, and they can shoot out their front claws, which are either shaped like spears or clubs, which is why they earned the name mantis shrimps, because they look a little bit like praying mantises. And they can shoot those out at around 23 meters a second with an acceleration of over 100,000 meters per second squared, which is equivalent to the speed of a speeding bullet. And they also have the most elaborate and complex eyes of any animal on the planet. So let's start with their claws. Different species use their claws in different ways. Some have these barbed spearing claws to jab out at soft prey like fish, and others have club-like claws that they use to break open harder prey like snails and crabs. These claws shoot out from the mantis shrimp so fast that they actually create little collapsing bubbles that make a pop like a small sonic boom, and they can even sometimes produce a tiny bit of light as the energy produced is so high. The shockwave created by the bubbles collapsing is actually enough to stun the prey, so even if they don't actually hit it with their claws, they can still get it afterwards. Not that they would be likely to miss their prey with their claws because of their incredible sense of vision. Like other arthropods, including other crustaceans like crabs and lobsters, as well as insects and spiders, mantis shrimps have compound eyes. These are made up of lots of tiny little eyes called ommatidia, each with its own lens and light and colour-sensing pigments. Now, we have four different types of photoreceptor pigments in our eyes, one type in the rod cells that senses the brightness of light, and three types in the cones that detect different wavelengths of coloured light. Mantis shrimps have 16 different types of pigments. They can see infrared and ultraviolet light, as well as polarised light. And the position of their eyes on movable stalks also means that they have accurate depth perception, obviously very useful for aiming your strikes at your prey. So although they're quite small, mantis shrimps, you certainly wouldn't want to mess with them. I mean, another name for them is thumb splitters, because they can give you quite a nasty injury if you get them annoyed.
No, they are really just quite phenomenal creatures, and I've seen them quite often when I've been diving, and I have got the feeling that I'm being watched by these extraordinary creatures. You can see there's a line in the middle of their eyes, I think, and then you can sort of see them focusing on you, and I just, for a minute, just sit there wondering, what do I look like to them? Because, you know, clearly the whole world is a completely different sensory experience for them compared to what I can see, and it's just really quite wonderful.
Are there really plenty more fish in the sea? Find out with Naked Oceans on the web at nakedscientist.com/oceans.